The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday. Today is day 7 of National Psychic Week. Really, it's a thing, National Psychic Week. So y'all could do me a solid by downloading my app, Dice Wisdom. It's only $1.99 to download it. And of course, once it's on your phone forever, unless you delete it. And it allows you to ask yourself questions right on your phone, which is very cool. So it was one of those inspirational things that happened with me. I woke up one morning and I went, oh my gosh, that would make an amazing method of divination. And so I actually published it as a book about 15 years ago. And then my fabulous husband said, you know, your book would make a great app. So I went ahead and invested in making it into an app. So Dice Wisdom is an app for your iPhone or Android, and it allows you to ask questions right on your phone. So in honor and happiness of National Psychic Week, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 540 area code. Hello, 540. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning, Mona. You're speaking with Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question today?
My question is, I am presently working. However, I am looking for full-time opportunity. I had an interview this past Monday and just, you know, trying to see what type of energy you are picking up as far as getting the job or something else.
Okay, so first and foremost, it's very important, Dee, that you relax into your own fabulous energy. There's somebody around you, and I don't know, and this may not actually answer your question. I just have to address it because it's hitting me upside the head. There's a fella around you that, for whatever reason, almost doesn't want you to be better or improve yourself in some way. That as long as you stay the same, he feels safe. But as soon as you start changing or reaching out or growing or start looking at things that benefit you, he gets a little weird. Who is that?
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, then the reason I'm bringing up this fella is there's somebody that might cross your path And since you asked about work and job opportunities, I want you to be very aware of the person that looks at you just like they bit into a lemon.
Okay.
Okay, and I know that sounds really weird because that's not the job you're supposed to take.
Okay.
So if, because what I'm getting here is your biggest gift when you go into any work situation, Dee, is your ability to bring harmony to chaos. It's like you'll do whatever is necessary to help. You truly are
right.
A team player. Really, that's you.
Yes.
The
yes.
thing is
yes.
that this fella here, which could be, might end up being a colleague of yours, is going to be somebody that's incredibly jealous of the fact that, you know, you come in with the attitude that they're paying me this amount per year, I'm going to stay busy, I don't care if it's my job or not my job, I'm just going to stay busy the whole time I'm here. That's you, right? But this guy's
yes.
a not my job kind of guy. Gee, those are not in my job duties. So the fact that you can jump in and go, no, it's about everybody being good. That's what I do. The thing is that it might be somebody that you end up having to work with, but the job itself is freaking awesome.
Okay.
So in answer to your question, I want to tell you that there's a power day coming up for you right around the corner, Tuesday, August 10th. So you said you had an interview with a company and you liked them, right?
Yes, I did. The people that I interviewed with, their energy was awesome. It was phenomenal.
Okay. So what I would do Tuesday morning is I would do a donut ambush. All right? Now, what you do is you go to your favorite donut shop and you pick up 2 or 3 dozen donuts. All right? Then you actually put a thank you note taped to the top box of the donuts, addressed to the person or the people that you interviewed with. And the inside is a thank you note. I really enjoyed meeting you all. I want you to start your Tuesday off in a sweet way. Great meeting you. I look forward to our next step together. But I would do that. I would do a donut ambush on Tuesday morning.
Unfortunately, Mona, I can't. Because it's a secure, how should I say it, without putting a lot of information.
Well,
it's
that's
a secure
fine.
Environment.
So,
yeah.
So if it's a secure environment, maybe you can have them delivered. You know how they have those little cookie trees you could actually have delivered?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would deliver it so it gets there on Monday or Tuesday. I remember years ago I got a job because I did that. That's why I'm bringing that up to you, is that I did something a little bit over and above. The thing is that, Dee, you're a natural giver. This is not something that would be unusual in your wheelhouse. It's one of your gifts, is that, you know, I'm just going to be gracious to the people that are gracious to me. I mean, that's you, all right? So,
all right. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, is that it might just be that, did you send your handwritten thank you note?
Well, I emailed a thank you note, and because of COVID, most of these people are remote, right? They did indicate that in the job interview, that they're
okay.
working remotely right now. That may
well,
shift later on.
Then I'm just going to tell you that August 10th is a power day for you.
Okay.
So
there,
I want you to find some light touch way to reach out to one or all of the people that you actually interviewed with and just say, I've been thinking about the interview. I have another question. See,
okay.
that's
that
a reason
work.
To
yeah.
reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yes.
I've been thinking about our interview. I have another question for you. And then you come up with a very thoughtful question.
Okay.
And the,
yeah,
the question
that,
could be, it could be something as simple as how do you perceive the work environment moving forward?
Yeah. Okay.
Any
yeah,
any
that
excuse?
Is, you know, because of COVID, a lot of people are remote, so it's kind of hard. It's not like, you know, a year and a half ago where you can just walk in because I used to work
sure.
in the office. I no
but
longer
it's
work
saying,
in the office.
I'm
so
just
it's
telling you it's very important that you do something on August 10th.
Okay. Okay.
Because
okay.
it's your power day. And I'll tell you why. You have the number 10 repeating here in your cards. The first number 10 talks about how you bring harmony to chaos. You're really good at doing more than what is expected of you. It's like the best kind of job for you is if they said, Dee, we want you to do this. Do it your way. Just come back with us with results. That's the best kind of job for you, all right? But because you'll do more than is expected of you. But the reason why the number 10 is repeating is the second number 10 card is actually calling in your people. Now, your people might be people you don't even know yet. So it could be that the other thing you do over the weekend is that you jump on your LinkedIn profile and you connect with every single person that you talk to connected with this job.
That's an awesome idea. Yes.
Because here's the thing. Before you connect with them, you're going to connect with every other person you've ever breathed on LinkedIn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you might even write a post about the amazing interview you had last week, but you don't have to name the company.
Right. Right.
And then they're going to read your posts and activities. So that's what I would do, is I would actually...
Okay.
I would write an article about the awesome interview you had with this company. You're looking forward to hearing from them at this point, but this is what you really liked about the interview. So the sentence or the title of your article is awesome interview. Now, anybody's going to read that. You're going to hashtag recruiting. You're going to hashtag your skill set. You're going to hashtag all of that. But today, write a little article about why you thought that interview was pretty awesome. Without naming the company.
Right.
Then you connect with anyone you haven't connected with recently, and then you connect with everybody you interviewed with.
That's a great idea.
But Tuesday is coming up so strongly for you as a power day. So, all right, Dee, got to let you go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a great
time. Right,
thank
you. Later.
Appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
All right, bye. I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
Hi. I am just wondering how to navigate career promotion.
A promotion where you're working now or the ability to step up?
The ability to move out of the classroom. I've had several interviews, just haven't heard back. I just want to move outside the classroom. I've been teaching 17 years.
Okay. So, well, I'll tell you the perfect way to get out of the classroom. Are you ready? Human resources training. So you can tweak from being a teacher to going into the training manager for human resources at just about any company. So then you can get yourself a Monday through Friday weekends off, great benefits job. You can step out of the teaching role in a classroom setting and step into a instruction role in a big company setting. So you could be the person is in charge of employee orientation. You could be the person in charge of training them for a specific task or talent. They'll train you first, which is great, but then now you have a job that is incredibly social. You get to deal with adults most of your day. I actually think that as soon as you start looking in that direction, that you'll get a job that way much more quickly.
Okay.
So here's the thing. While I really pick up how you'd like to do something more creative and jump away from teaching into doing something creative, in other words, a total shift from what you were doing, it's saying that there is somewhat of a baby step that you do that still takes into fact that your teaching background contributes to the next opportunity. Because what I'm getting in your cards is a couple of things. First, you're now recognizing that your skill set can actually apply to other things, all right? Teaching people how to do something, let's just say that's the thing. Well, one of the best ways to apply that would be in a company where they might be training a lot of people, you see? So there's that. But I'm telling you, I can see that it's old pain connected with your job. You just don't like it anymore. And you haven't liked it for some time. This is not new. This is, I mean, I think the whole, you know, COVID issue over the last year and a half has just magnified it for you, Kimberly. But what it's saying here is that is that you've just finally decided, you know what? I think the biggest lesson Spirit's trying to show me right now is that my skill set can apply to something way more beneficial and rewarding for me. So I want to tell you the card smack in the middle of your reading is a card that's literally called Success Connected with Work. So one of the things I would like you to do is basically a little Saturday afternoon project, all right? I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write two vertical lines down the sheet of paper so you've divided it into three sections, three columns. In the first column, you're going to, and I want you to do it exactly in this order. In the first column, you're going to write everything that people tell you you're good at, right? You're going to just write all those things down. And I don't care if it's something as simple as making the best macadamia nut cookies on the planet. Whatever it is, you start writing down all the things people have told you that you're good at, all right? Then the middle column, you write down all the things you know you're good at, which is a little different than the first column, all right? The last column, what do I love? Now, that's going to be the shorter list, but you write down all the things that you love. I mean, I remember telling a client that called in that they were doing a job. It was like something similar to like payroll or data entry or something. They absolutely hated it, hated it, hated it, hated it. And I said, well, if you didn't have to worry about money, what would you do? She goes, crafts. I would do crafts. And I said, okay, so it sounds to me like you might want to just get a job at one of those stores like Joann's or Michael's where they actually teach people how to use a sewing machine. But you learn how to do it first. So, like, I think that the people that are showing you how to use certain sewing machines in Joann's craft store, I think they get a commission off those sales because these are very, very high-end, you know, almost touch a button, close your eyes, and imagine what you want, and it makes you what you want, right? So what I keep getting is that anything that has to do with instructing people on how to do something is where you're going to go next. Do you see? So here, so the card smack in the middle of your reading is this card of success connected with work. But the reason why I gave you that homework assignment is because your intuition is trying to step in to help you right now. And it's time for you to pay attention to your intuition. So in the meantime, there's a person here who actually really likes you. And I think this is someone looking for someone exactly like you for a position. So, you know, there's a theory out there, what you want also wants you. I think I think it's Abram Hicks, those people. But I actually believe that. I believe that what you want also wants you, right? So what it's saying here is that I know you're dreading going back to school this year.
Absolutely.
And what I'm telling you is that you may be able to, and I'm telling you the card that's this success card vibrates to the number six. So it could be in the next 6 days you figure out what you want, and then maybe in the next 6 weeks you actually get to start something. Or because you might start thinking about people that you might already know that might need someone with your skill set. But if you could tweak the teaching idea into human resources, you know, the people department of any big company. Well, with your background, even if you started out entry level is probably what you're making now as a teacher anyway.
Correct.
So it could be that you find that you have a really strong skill set in interviewing. So you end up being someone that does recruiting for a specific company. Like if you were someone that did recruiting for, like you could take your background and be the person that consults people about higher education and, you know, one of the recruitment advisors that are connected with one of the colleges. because part of what you do is instruct people on how to do something. So what I keep getting here with you is I just keep getting that there is there's an opportunity that's so just like step to the side and look at this other way of doing what you do, but in an environment where you're not everybody's mom.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
So
yes.
That would be my advice. And you probably heard me talking to Dee before your call, where I told her to beef up her LinkedIn profile. It may be that that's the first thing you do, is that you connect with anyone you've ever met. You know, even if you could get out of the classroom and step into more of the administration role at the school without being a teacher, that would even be a better shift than what you're doing now.
Right. And I just want to tell you really quickly that I met an HR person from a company that I've been applying to, and she reached out to me, and I had a one-way interview.
Well, yeah. Very cool. Okay, so there's something about to shift for you because you finally decided you don't want to do what you've been doing anymore.
Right.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 607 area code. Hello, 607. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
Overview of my future, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's a full reading kind of question. It's too global. I need a specific question.
What's keeping me here?
When you say here, what do you mean by here?
In the city instead of going where I should be going?
What's keeping you back from what you want is fear. See, here's the thing. What your cards are talking about is first find the work you want to do, the work you love, and then apply it to the place you want to work at, in that place. So it's interesting. I have people that tell me, oh, I would love to live in Hawaii. I would just love to live in Hawaii. Well, you find out how your skill set fits into that culture, jobs over there, and then you just go. Because here's the thing. This is saying that the biggest thing holding you back is fear. I actually see that as soon as you decide that you really want to live in a certain place or you really want to do something so much different than what you're doing now, that the door opens for you.
Ooh.
It's also time to reach out to anyone that will help you get there instead of just sitting there going, I want, I want, I want, without doing any effort to draw it to you. So here's the thing. This literally says, Fabulous Nicole, you can have anything you want. You just have to decide you want it and take action toward it. See, sometimes people that are stuck, I'll suggest that they do the 9-day energy reset, which you start on the first, the 10th, or the 19th of the month, all right? And only costs you like $6 to download it. It's really inexpensive to do. Everything that I offer extra is super inexpensive because I don't want people to not have access to it, all right? So these tools that I suggest, my Dice Wisdom app and this 9-day energy reset, it's not expensive, but it puts you into focus. And once you get into focus, there's nothing that stops you. So what I keep getting with you is you can have exactly what you want. You could actually have exactly what you want by the end of August. You just have to get out of being afraid of having what you want. And there's this big, weird judgment vibe that you carry around. Like, there's a saying, don't should all over yourself. You know, should do this, I should do that. Okay, there's this weird judgment vibe that you carry around, and it's time for you to not agree with that anymore. So, all right, gal pal, I hope that helps. Thanks for calling in. See you later.
Cool.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining... Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.